Welcome back to Master Your Mindset Podcast, episode 177.
What's going on? Let's talk about how to fill your cup. Let's do it. Team Money, you know what's important when we look at peak performance, being the best version of you, is self-awareness. But I think a lot of us fall into this trap of deadlines, job, school, family, and we kind of lose sight as we kind of age on what gives us energy and prioritizing, I don't want to call it self-care, but just your like passion, being you. And one of the questions I'll ask people at workshops is, list your top priorities from 1 through 5 right now, 30 seconds, trust your first instincts. And everybody does it. And then I ask them, how many of you put yourself first? Maybe only 5% have their name in the top 1 or 2 because they're thinking about, obviously you put God first, but they're thinking about, you know, family and career and money and all these things. And we lose sight on, if you want to have energy for all those things, man, you have to fill up your cup first. Or are you, you know, spilling your cup and filling everyone else's bucket except yours? So this is a short, simple podcast of is love yourself enough to give yourself what you need and to prioritize that. If you just give all of your energy and emotions and support to everybody else, but you leave nothing for you, man, you can't sustain that. Are you grinding or are you grooving? So what I've learned is to find things that make me, one of my goals these days is I write down what's one thing that I'm going to intentionally make, like helps me feel happy. And to like hunt that out, whether it's, you know, meeting someone for coffee or exercising or going on a walk by myself, listening to music, you know, maybe watching, going, you know, once a week and watching a movie. I love movies. Maybe it's going to Massage Envy once a month and getting a massage. Maybe it's, you know, I'm going to go get a pedicures by myself or bring my oldest 2 daughters and do something because it's something that we like to do and I like to do. So we're looking at prioritizing your own happiness. Your feelings matter. Your joy matters.
It's huge.
So are you going to let other people dictate your joy? Are you going to manufacture, create through self-awareness and by prioritizing your mental, emotional health by doing something every day that brings you joy? Team Money, can you do a better job of this?
I think so, for sure. I mean, I think I'm often – I was talking to a buddy yesterday about this, and I think I'm often a person who is such a people pleaser, and I'm so such in the mood that I need to take care of people, where sometimes I do it so much where I'm putting myself at risk in terms of that. And so like really stepping back and be like, hey, you have to take care of yourself. I need to take care of myself and do the things that make me happy, so that I have that energy to then in turn be better for those people. Because if you're just giving, giving, giving and not stopping and taking care of yourself, that's not sustainable. You're going to run out of the energy you're not going to be as beneficial to those people you're trying to help out. So I think finding ways for myself that fill my cup, give me energy, whether that's going on a walk or at the beach or just going on a walk every day. That's something I try to do because it's good for me and for my mental health. Hanging out with friends, things like that. Just finding ways to really fill my cup is something that I've been trying hard to do. But I think there's also so much space to grow in that.
Yeah, so I would ask the listeners, team, Master Mindset Squad, is to take a moment to reflect today, tomorrow, and ask yourself, what activities help me feel alive? What activities do I feel like I'm most like myself? What activities or things or people bring you joy? Like, make a list. What things do you do that actually you feel? Or maybe what are some things that you do that you feel rested? What are some things that you do that, man, this is so fun. I feel like so good after I do this or I'm doing this. Well, make that list. Make that part of your mindset goals for the week and the month and the year. And I really believe if you do more of those things, you're going to be a better version of yourself to give more to others.
Absolutely.
So you matter, team. Hey, be kind to others, but be kind to yourself. If you like this, share with a friend. Have a conversation with your loved ones, sig other, kids, coworkers. Hey, what do you need? What fills your cup? Do you even know what that is? And let me help you do that. And I'm going to tell you what fills my cup. And, you know, let's collaborate on how we can do that. So you matter. So Team Money, you know what to do. The body has limits.
But the mind is limitless.
Hey, what's up, Master Mindset listeners? Colin here, your mindset coach. I'm so excited. You can order my new book, Quiet Mind and Quiet Mind for Kids, right now on Amazon. Get the tools and strategies and tactics that I haven't shared on this podcast. So you get a mental emotional toolkit to lower nerves and increase unshakable confidence to perform at your best. I got Quiet Mind, which is for teens and adults, and Quiet Mind for Kids, which is for the youngsters and parents. Our kids need tools today to be their best. So go to Amazon right now and get your copy.